Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. The only way we can create a better community, nation, and world is by being the positive change we want to be. And as you know, we here at the Empowerment Zone believe in the importance of developing our minds, doing good in our communities, as well as being the light that we need to be in our communities, nation, and world. And so that's why I'm so happy today that we are discussing education, service, and leadership. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and today we have a treat. We have the cousin, Dr. Chris Chappelle, as our guest today. He is my cousin, and I'm so happy to see and hear him. I've had his wife on the as a guest on the show, Ebony Hall Chappelle, who does she go by Chappelle or just Ebony Hall?
Professionally, Ebony Hall.
Ebony Hall. So we had Ebony Hall on the show, and she talked to us about urban forestry. And so they're a married couple of PhDs. So I'm excited to have the cousins in the house. And so let me tell you a little bit about cousin Dr. Chris Chappelle. He is a man on a mission, changing transformational leadership in education and business, and he has his greatest impact on the world. As an assistant professor and research scientist, Dr. Chris Chappelle has witnessed firsthand how knowledge as a catalyst for change can unlock the potential of malleable minds. He has dedicated his life to serving and adding value to others through ministry, teaching, and volunteering. Driven by a burning desire to inspire and help people and organizations grow their most significant asset, which is human capital, he made a conscious decision to start his own business. Since launching a leadership development firm, Sea Salt Consulting, in 2017, he and his partners have bridged their clients' performance gaps while simultaneously working to feed hundreds of families through their Sea Salt Cares program. In all of that he is and all that he does, Dr. Chris Chappelle is your friend in faith and your friend in business. Welcome, cousin Dr. Chris. How are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you for having me today. Super excited to be here.
Man, I've been trying to get my cousin on this show for months and months and months, and he finally accepted the invitation. I had to get on one knee and all of that.
Yeah, it's been a challenge getting here, but I am thankful to finally arrive in this space, in this in the Empowerment Zone. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
So tell us about you and who you are and what you do. I know you're a professor. You didn't put in your bio which school you are a professor at. I know, but I want you to tell our audience and just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got into education, leadership, and service.
Okay, no problem. So growing up, I was no different than any other young male. I wanted to do so many different things. I wanted to be everything from a race car driver to a basketball player. Mm-hmm. Academically, in high school, I was average at best, and my path could have went in any direction. But fortunately for me, I have great parents that made it very difficult for me to take a path that was easy or in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And when I was in high school, I had an ag teacher by the name of Mr. Wells, and we still work together to this day. But he sent me to Southern University over the summer. I was a junior at the time. And when I made it there, I was in a program called the Bayou Program. But when I made it, I met this gentleman by the name of Rodney Stone, who worked for the USDA Forest Service. And he was running a Urban Forestry Institute at the time. So he brought me into that program as well, and he just started showing me things. And eventually I enrolled in Southern University. About 2 years later after enrolling, I met Dr. Johnson. He was a young professor just coming back. And from that very moment of meeting him over time, he really groomed me to replace him. And we built a relationship around leadership. We built a relationship around service. And from that moment, I've just been running in that purpose. And it's been a great journey to, one, see these men at every stage and having support at every stage to make it to where I am. So that's how I arrived at Southern University in urban forestry. And really at every single stage, it was about leadership. It was about service. I didn't know it at the time, but really that's what it was. It was really about giving back. It was their way of giving back and teaching me how to give back in the process.
Isn't it amazing how a good teacher, a good loving and caring teacher, can transform a person's life? You talked about being an average student, and yet, but for your teachers at every level, really brought the best out of you.
Absolutely. And I think that's critical, because I think having the ability to see and believe and build a individual up, that's the thing that makes the difference. I think learning can happen at every stage. I think every student has potential. You just have to know how to tap into that thing. You have to know how to bring the best out of an individual. And when you care enough and love enough, that's when great things happen. That's when moves happen. I know for certain, like I said, I was an average student at best. I really wasn't in love with education, but I was starting to fall in love with it without even knowing that I was, because they were showing me that I can do more than I thought that I could. And that's powerful. And I think that's the power of an educator, the power of a teacher.
And one of the things you factored in your discussion about your teachers was the fact that they taught you about service. You know, that all the foundation of the education was about service.
Yes. Everything that from those gentlemen, and I appreciate them, I thank God for them. Everything that they were teaching, it was beyond the classroom. So it wasn't just about subject matter. It was about building an individual up for life. And it paralleled the lessons that my mom and my dad, my grandmother taught me all throughout my life. And that resonated and connected, and it made a difference. And I appreciate them for it.
Yeah, so you found yourself now at Southern University, and you're also a product of Southern University. For our audience, Southern University is one of our distinguished historically Black colleges and university located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it's known for a lot of things, but, you know, their agricultural program, their band. what is the name of y'all's band?
The human jukebox.
I'm sorry. I went blank there for a minute. The Human Jukebox. They're quite an institution, and I believe Ebony works there as well, or works with the institution as well in her work.
Yes, she partners with us as well.
So let's go on to your topic about education, service, and leadership. Okay. So what is your theory? What do you think about education and leadership? What is your education, service, and leadership? What is your perspective?
So my perspective is, in order to be a leader, you have to be a servant. That's my absolute root in terms of my experience in life. If you want to be, there's many types of leadership styles, but the one that resonate most with me is one of service. And I believe in my favorite book says that the greatest among you would be a servant. And until you love someone and are people enough to serve them without attaching yourself to title, without attaching yourself to ego or any of those things, you can't serve them in the best way. So when we remove those things and we just genuinely want to see the other person succeed, to do well, to be better, and not because of you, but because of what's in them. And when you can help them see what's in them, that's where the transformation happens. It's not so much about the work that we do, because it's really about them. And when we love that way and we lead with service, then we can change our community, we can change our society, our family, and whatever we decide. But it's really about having a compassion and connecting with the people that we intend to serve.
So, but wouldn't you say that there does exist leadership that is not about service, right?
Absolutely. You know, and some, I think that's the lowest form of leadership, in my opinion. When you have a title and it's all about you, it's all about other people serving you, it's all about you getting your hand raised, when it's all about me, look at me. That, in my opinion, is a low form of leadership, and it really doesn't move the masses in terms of being able to get people to connect. I mean, think about what is leadership really about? Really, leadership is really about influence. Now, quite naturally, you'll get people who will follow out of fear, but that doesn't last long. You'll get people to follow because they are attracted, but that's to me is a base part of themselves. But when we lead from the right place, from a good place and a place of service, then you don't necessarily need a title. You don't need to be in front. You're just doing the things that make the difference, that will change the way that we experience things and see things.
So you talk about leaders being transformational, transforming their communities. How, you know, as an educator and as a consultant, how do you bring out those leadership qualities in others?
That's a great question. So one, I think there's layers to it. So the way that in terms of dealing with a student, it would be different than working with a client, obviously. So working with a student, the first thing I want to connect to what they see for themselves, the vision that they have for their lives. And then everything that I do is tailored towards them fulfilling their personal goal, their personal desire. So, and I think the best way to get anybody to a point is simply being inquisitive and asking questions that's totally about them and not about your opinion and you getting in the way. I think Bruce Lee kind of had a quote that I can't think of exactly right now, but that's one of the things to talk about. Being a real teacher, a true teacher, is really about you getting out the way, not imposing your ideas, but helping them to explore theirs. So that's the way that I approach in terms of transformation and student. And I'm look, and it's so amazing. This is why this job in terms of education is so rewarding, because I've gotten a lot of students that was just like me, that was average at best in their eyes, so they thought, but they've gone on to do great things. Now graduating from Yale, graduating from Ohio State, and all these other places that initially it wasn't on their radar, but when they saw what was worthwhile in themselves, my God, it changed. And that's the reward, to say that, man, I had an opportunity to be a part of their journey. Now, as it relates to business, of course, We want to connect, and we want to, in the same way, see their goals and objectives, and we will formulate a way. It's really about partnership. It's really about partnership to help any person or any organization get to where they want to go next. So, and we have a systematic way of doing that in terms of organization, because that takes a little bit more work. And because you have so many different players involved, you have different levels and different objectives for each end of what each organization. So, but it's still centered around being inquisitive and genuinely wanting to see them succeed and win.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about how do you bring out the best in others through developing their leadership capacity, and capacities, you know, students, what in your assessment of working with students and helping them to see the possibilities, you know, a lot of times because of our limited life experiences up to 18, 19 years old, we can't see all the things, all the things that we can and should be until we get with a great teacher. And I think that's the power. I'm a product of an HBCU. And I think that's the power of HBCUs to take the average student and helping them to see their fullest potential. And like you stated, it's so important. It's a blessing to be a part of their journeys. But at the same time, with helping businesses, you help them to see the possibilities as well. But you're using systems. Whereas with students, you're helping them to think on their own, like, what do I want? Yes, businesses know what they want, but you have the strategies and tools in place to help them get there. But as an educator, in many ways, you're helping the student get there themselves, I guess.
Absolutely. And I think that's critical because you have to take ownership of the journey. Mm-hmm. I mean, your greatest teacher, your greatest supporter will not always be there. I mean, you know, the natural process in life is that we grow old, hopefully, and we'll transition on to another place. But it's those lessons, it's those things that you teach along the way, and them having belief in themselves and having the confidence that I can go on and I can be productive. And I think that's the most critical part, being able to release them and knowing that they will go on to do great things and make you smile and make you proud. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing more rewarding, like I say, to get one of those messages from one of your former students to say, hey, Doc, I appreciate you caring. I appreciate you showing. And now I call some of them and like, hey, what's your opinion on this? like, hey, you're doing great things. And that's the way it should be. I think that's the way it should be, that along the way, iron sharpens iron, and yeah, we all get better for it. So it's a two-way street.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I am a former professor at Morehouse College, and I still get messages from former students, like you said, reaching out and saying thank you, or you helped to guide me to get to this place, and or you helped me to. I just got a note recently with one of my former students finishing his PhD. And he said, you're one of the first people I had to call, you know? So because teachers, educators, sometimes we don't feel as valued in our society, but we find the value when different individuals come back to us and say how much you transformed my life. So I totally agree with you, you on that. And it is a mutually beneficial relationship. You know, absolutely, you can call on, I call on my former students all the time for this and that. And it's so great to maintain those relationships.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
So looking at your whole concept of leadership, and you're saying that it's really based on service. That's the highest level. And the lowest level is just based on
fear.
Your own personal, yeah, you, your own that's personal right. Gratification and service. I mean, serving you and all of that. Mm-hmm. We have entered a time where we see social impact coming to center stage, right? Where people are trying to find their space and place in leadership and service, and transforming the world into a better place. What piece of advice would you give our audience on that process, in terms of them identifying their own places of service? That, like you said, leadership is not just about titles. It's not just about positions of power, but it's about being of service now where you are. So what type of advice would you give our audience?
Well, I will say, start where you are and look at what you can do to make a difference right now, no matter how big or small, it doesn't matter. Because let me give an example, if you don't mind. I was in class, actually it was Dr. Johnson's class a long time ago, and this lesson really stuck with me. He asked the class, if you were a part of a car, what part of the car would you be? And we all had different answers for different reasons. And after we all gave our answers, I think Ebony said that she would be the windshield. It was so funny. She would be the windshield wipers, really. So the clean things up so that people can see the vision. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll be the tires. I just want to help you get there. But it was interesting, his response, and it always stuck with me. He said, I would be the ignition. I said, interesting. He said, I just want to start you and get out the way. And I really grabbed hold to that thought, and I actually used that today. And this is how I've seen impact happen. So one of the things that you mentioned in the bio was that, you know, we fed hundreds of families, and I'm thankful for that. I'm not saying that to boast or anything, but I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be in position to partner with people to do that. But here was the great thing about it. And this is starting where you are, right? The great thing about that was, as we started, as we gained partners in doing this, there were other organizations, other people who were able to do it better, but it was just the inspiration to get started. So it was that very small thing, starting with one family, a very small thing that led into something that was helpful and impactful for many families, especially when, you know, you have too many people living in food deserts and things like that. But it's just that small act. You never know where it can lead. And it may not be you that actually drive and get it there, but you may be a part of that journey that sparked to make it happen. So that's powerful. And I'm thankful for every small thing. And it's just about starting where you are, starting with what I can do. And you know, don't despise the small beginnings.
Love it. You know, so all of you who are really devoted to education, leadership, and service, and want to make a social impact, start where you are, and don't despise small beginnings. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a wonderful conversation. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And I look forward to having you back. Thank you, cousin Dr. Chris Chappelle.
Thank you.
Hi, I have cousin Dr. Chris Chappelle here with us today, and he is going to give us a strategy for college success. Now, he is a professor, so I'm sure he has a lot of different strategies he can give, but Dr. Cousin Chris, can you tell us where you went to college, what were your majors, and what strategies would you give our audience for college success?
Okay, no problem at all. Hi, I'm Chris Chappelle. I attended Southern University A&M College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I majored in urban forestry. I received my PhD in urban forestry and natural resources. So the one piece of advice that I will give students for success in college was simply be curious. Be curious. And what being curious really does for you is it open up the doors for learning. And it also opened up the doors for many other places, because even beyond learning, you want to have opportunities that's available to you. For instance, I'll give you an example. I was curious once before, and it led me to working in the lab, in the space life science labs of NASA. Never had an idea that as an urban forester, what am I going to be doing with anything remotely dealing with space exploration, right? But I was curious. And I'm simply saying that being curious, always being open to learning, always being open, just how does that work? Now, here's the greatest form, I believe. If you're curious about your own life and wonder and just thinking, what can I achieve in this lifetime? How powerful can that be in terms of driving you to a place where you have absolutely no idea? The only way that you can see the end is if that you are curious enough to continue until you get there.
Yep, that's it.
That would be my one thing.
Great advice. So for all you college students, be curious. Be curious, because your curiosity will lead you to places that you could may have never dreamed of. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.